From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea said today it had successfully test-fired a new type of medium to long-range ballistic missile Sunday, claiming further advancement in a weapons program it is pursuing and violation of UN resolutions. Meantime, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea have asked for an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council. Korea Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangeron on whether that meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the Council condemning the test, but I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile on a high projection into the Sea of Japan. First test of U.S. President Donald Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang that tested nuclear devices as well as ballistic missiles last year in an unprecedented rate. President Trump's senior policy advisor Stephen Miller says the White House is considering all options in an effort to upend a court ruling that froze Mr. Trump's order to ban travel from 7 majority Muslim countries. Mr. Trump says he's considering a new executive order on immigration, which could be signed as soon as today or Tuesday. He said such a move might be faster than defending his blocked executive order in a further court appeal. The parliament of the breakaway Republic of Somaliland has overwhelmingly approved a deal to allow the United Arab Emirates to establish an air and naval base in the port town of Berbera. In return, the UAE has signed to implement various development projects in Somaliland. This is VOA News. United Nations says last week's U.S. airstrikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. The strikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in an embattled district in the province of Helmand. The Islamic insurgency launched a major offensive against the district 2 weeks ago and captured areas in and around the district center. Afghan security forces backed by U.S. air support have been seen trying to evict the insurgents, and both sides have suffered heavy casualties. Turkey's president says his troops and allied Syrian opposition fighters have entered the center of the northern town of Al-Bab that is a stronghold of the Islamic State group.
Al-Bab şu anda hallolmak üzere. Şimdi bundan sonraki süreçte doğuya yönelip Münbiç ve
Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Al-Bab is being taken care of at the moment and the following will be toward the east, Manbij and Raqqa. The goal is to establish 4 to 5,000 square kilometers secure zone, he says, that has been cleared of terrorism. IS fighters have begun deserting Al-Bab, which had been under attack for weeks, Al-Bab 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says he expects the Islamic State will be expelled from the towns and cities of Iraq this year, specifically Mosul.
I am delighted to see East Mosul now liberated and people returning to that city, and the operation to liberate West Mosul about to begin. And I congratulate the Iraqi forces and the Peshmerga on the role they have played in allowing the people of Mosul back to their homes to live in freedom again.
Fallon also said he expects operations to retake Raqqa in Syria are progressing. Fallon was on a visit to Baghdad and Erbil, meeting with Iraqi and Kurdish leaders and commanders of the coalition against IS. Britain is a member of that coalition and has contributed intelligence, air power, infantry training, and some of its special forces to the fight. Officials in the U.S. state of California have ordered tens of thousands of people to evacuate an area in the northern part of the state where a spillway at the tallest dam in the U.S. could fail. Focus of their concern is the Oroville Dam, where damage to the main spillway last week has been followed by weakness in an emergency spillway. And Adele's song Hello won the Song of the Year prize at the 59th Annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles late Sunday. Get more news at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.